Hello, I'm coming from National Opinion Search Research. Today we're talking with people in California, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Correct.
Thank you so much. Am I talking to Nathy Amai?
Amy, yes.
Amy, thank you so much. Before we begin, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or a radio station, or a political party, or by any candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. And now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year and were you born?
1953.
Thank you so much, ma'am. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it a concussion of
African-American?
African-American, thank you so much. And what is the last grade of school that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree in business administration.
Thank you so much. Getting a start, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Yeah, I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the way Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Newsom is doing. I strongly approve.
And if the elections for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district? Republican?
No. Democrat.
I would vote
for Adam Gray.
Next, I would like to read you a list of names and different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. The first one is Joanna Garcia Rose.
I don't know.
Esmeralda Zoria.
Hold on a minute. Esmeralda. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Esmeralda Zoria, I'm favorable. Yes.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Strongly favorable.
What about Donald Trump?
He's a joke.
Unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Strongly unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Abortion, border security, healthcare, homelessness, education, jobs and the economy, climate change, inflation and the cost of living, taxes, crime and public safety.
Healthcare.
Which one did you say? Healthcare?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you so much. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor Mother, or Esmeralda Zoria, Democrat?
Esmeralda Zoria.
Thank you so much. Would you say that's definitely, probably?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or it is pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
We are headed in the right direction.
Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed about the same?
It stayed about the same.
On a different topic, have you ever voted for Republican candidates?
Yes.
Thank you so much, ma'am. We're about to finish this survey right now. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might have heard about Johanna Garcia Rosé during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her. Okay, the first one is, in the assembly, Johanna Garcia Rosé will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with information they learn while in public office. Would you say that makes you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next one. As a professional auditor, Johanna Garcia Rosé can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would you say that is much more likely for you, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Next one. Johanna Garcia Rosé is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruptions she finds. Would you say that makes you no different, much less likely, somewhat less likely, or somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
No difference.
Johanna Garcia Rosé supports mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers, and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. How would you make you feel? How that makes you feel? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I have no comment on that one.
No difference then, thank you.
No difference.
To make California more affordable, Johanna Garcia Rosé supports eliminating all taxes in food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
That doesn't
no
make difference. No difference.
No difference at all. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Then. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Johanna Garcia Rosé, Republican, Auditor Mother, or Esmeralda Zoria, Democrat?
It would still be Esmeralda Zoria.
Sorry, thank you. Thank you so much. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might have heard about Esmeralda Zoria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. The first one would be, Esmeralda Zoria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Zoria's personal expenses. Would you say that makes you much more likely or somewhat less likely? How that makes you feel, or no different at all?
No difference at all.
Thank you so much. The next one is, Esmeralda Zoria supported a measure to raise taxes on Bali residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would you, how that makes you feel, no difference, likely or less likely?
no difference.
Esmeralda Zoria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that would raise taxes, and Medicare, as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. That makes you feel less likely or more likely?
No difference.
Politician Esmeralda Zoria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would that make you feel more likely or less likely? Or no difference?
No difference.
While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Zoria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you feel more likely or less likely or no difference?
No difference.
Esmeralda Zoria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more food, groceries, and gas because of it. Would that make you feel more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less likely?
Somewhat.
We're in 90% right now. We are about to finish, ma'am. Now that you have heard some information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother, or Esmeralda Zoria, Democratic state assembly member?
Esmeralda Zoria.
Thank you so much. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you so much. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-choice.
Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
Would I vote for them?
Yes.
Yes, you would. No.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, but Joseph R. Biden.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. It was really, really helpful today. Have a very nice day, ma'am.
You too.
Bye-bye.